be silent for the Duke.
Shylock, the world thinks, and I think too, that thou but leaves this fashion of thy malice to the last hour of act, and then, 'tis thought, thou show thy mercy and remorse more strange than is thy strange apparent cruelty. We all expect a gentle answer, Jew.
I have possessed your grace of what I purpose, and by our holy Sabbath have I sworn to have the due and forfeit of my bond. If you deny it, let the danger light upon your charter and your city's freedom.
Boo!
This is no answer, thou unfeeling man.
I'm not bound to please thee with my answers.
Do all men kill the things they do not love?
Hates any man the thing he would not kill.
I pray you, think you question with the Jew. You may as well go stand upon the beach and bid the main flood bait his usual height.
How shalt thou hope for mercy, rendering none?
What judgment shall I dread, doing no wrong? The pound of flesh which I demand of him is dearly bought. 'Tis mine, and I will have it. If you deny me, fie upon your law.
Upon my power I may dismiss this court, unless Bellario, a learned doctor, come here today.
My lord, here is a letter from the doctor.
Good cheer, Antonio. What, man, courage yet? The Jew shall have my flesh, blood, bones and all, ere thou shalt loose from me one drop of blood.
I am a tainted wether of the flock, meetest for death, the weakest kind of fruit, drops earliest to the ground, and so let me.
Why dost thou whet thy knife so earnestly?
To cut the forfeiture from that bankrupt there.
Not on thy soul, but on thy soul, harsh Jew. Thou makest thy knife keen. Can no prayers pierce thee?
No, none that thou hast wit enough to make.
Oh, be thou damned, inextricable dog!
Thy desires are wolfish, bloody, starved, and ravenous.
Till thou canst rail the seal from off of my bond, thou would offence thy lungs to speak so loud.
This letter from Bellario doth command a young and learned doctor to our court.
And here, I take it, is the doctor come.
Are you acquainted with the difference that holds this present question in the court?
I am informed thoroughly of the cause. Is your name Shylock?
Shylock is my name.
Then must the Jew be merciful?
On what compulsion must I? Tell me that.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven. Upon the place beneath, it is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. 'Tis mightiest in the mightiest. Therefore, Jew, though justice be thy plea, consider this, that in the course of justice, none of us should see salvation. We do pray for mercy, and that same prayer doth teach us all to render the deeds of mercy.
Yeah.
My deeds upon my head, I crave the law.
Is he not able to discharge the money?
Yeah, twice the sum. If that will not suffice, I will be bound to pay it 10 times o'er, on forfeit of my hands, my head, my heart.
It must not be. There is no power in Venice can alter a decree established.
Oh, wise young judge, how I do honour thee.
Why, this bond is forfeit. Be merciful. Take thrice thy money. Bid me tear the bond.
Proceed to judgment. By my soul I swear, there is no power in the tongue of man to alter me. I stay here on my bond.
No!
Most heartily I do beseech the court to give the judgment.
Why then, thus it is, you must prepare your bosom for his knife.
Oh, noble judge.
Therefore, lay bare your bosom.
Nearest his heart, those are the very words.
You, merchant, have you anything to say?
But little, I am armed and well prepared. Give me your hand, Bassanio, fare you well. For if the Jew do cut but deep enough, I'll pay it presently with all my heart.
We trifle time, I pray thee, pursue sentence.
A pound of that same merchant's flesh is thine. The court awards it, and the law doth give it.
Most rightful, judge.
And you must cut this flesh from off his breast. The law allows it, and the court awards it.
Most learned, judge. Come, prepare.
Tarry a little. There is something else. This bond doth give thee here no jot of blood. The words expressly are, a pound of flesh. Take then thy bond, take thou thy pound of flesh, but in cutting it, if thou dost shed one drop of Christian blood, thy lands and goods are by the laws of Venice confiscate unto the state of Venice.
Oh, upright judge!
Is that the law?
Thyself shalt see the act.
Oh, learned judge! Mark, Jew, a learned judge!
I take this offer, then. Pay the bond thrice and let the Christian go.
Woo!
Yeah!
Here is the money.
Soft, why doth the Jew pause? Take thy forfeiture.
Give me my principal and let me go.
I have it ready for thee. Here it is.
He hath refused it in open court. He shall have merely justice and his bond.
Why then, the devil give him good of it.
Tarry, Jew. The law hath yet another hold on you. It is enacted in the laws of Venice. If it be proved against an alien, he seek the life of any citizen, the party gainst the which he doth contrive, shall seize one half of his goods, the other half comes to the privy coffer of the state. Down, therefore, and beg mercy of the Duke.
That thou shalt see the difference of our spirits, I pardon thee thy life before thou ask it. For half thy wealth, it is Antonio's, the other half comes to the general state.
Nay, take my life and all, pardon not that.
What mercy can you render him, Antonio?
So please, my lord, the Duke and all the court, to quit the fine for one half of his goods. I am content, so he will let me have it. The other half, in use, to render it, upon his death, unto the gentleman that lately stole his daughter. Oh! Two things provided more, that, for this favour, he presently become a Christian.
Oh!
He shall do this, or else I do recant the pardon I late pronounced here.
Art thou contented, Jew? What dost thou say?
I pray you, give me leave to go from hence. I am not well. Send the deed after me, and I will sign it.
Get thee gone, but do it.
Yay!
Most worthy gentlemen, I and my friend have by your wisdom been this day acquitted of grievous penalties.
And stand indebted, over and above, in love and service to you evermore.
He is well paid, that is well satisfied. I pray you, know me when we meet again.
Wait, was that my wife?